We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I don't get nervous very often. I really don't. I mean, over my career, I've had a chance to get a chance to meet a lot of really, really people, I guess you'd say, were influential, very well known, et cetera. But right now, I got to admit, I'm kind of shaken a little bit. I mean, I'm a little bit nervous, because if I do this wrong, the last thing I want to know is that tomorrow morning they're going to be talking about it on the KDK morning show. So I've got to make sure I dot every single one of the I's, and I cross every single one of the T's, and I do it exactly by the book. We are joined now live on the Disc Institute Pittsburgh Newsline by Larry Richard, morning show host of KDKA. Hi, Larry. Welcome to KDKA.
You know, I'm not the program director.
You're not?
No.
Oh, never mind. So, then I don't have to be nervous at all. I thought you were my boss.
No, brand manager Jim Gracie and news director PJ Kamanchik are our superiors.
So those are the ones that I need to make sure that I suck up to more. Is that what you're saying?
I think you already did.
Yeah, okay, I did. They gave me the job, right? They did give me the job. Larry, it's good to have
you
here.
Well, no. Yeah, it's a sad day, and I got a call this morning from Bob Kuzma's son-in-law, Wayne Reeder, who, and this is so Pittsburgh. So I worked with Bob Kuzma. He trained me. I did the weather after he retired. For 10 years, and we overlap with Jeff Rosella, but Bob was still there for a while, even though when I was doing the evenings, because he continued to do the noon news.
Right.
And he said he always wanted to be a meteorologist, which he was trained in the military, in the Air Force, and in the early 60s. And then he always wanted to drive a school bus. We thought he was kidding.
He did that too.
Yes, Bethel Park. So he drove the bus in the morning, came in, did the noon weather, and went back to drive the bus in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And they did a story about the Bob for KDK TV. And one little girl said, "What was your driver like? Driver Bob?" And she said, "He got lost." With, you know, her arms folded over the back of a chair.
Yeah, so, right.
We ribbed him about that. But Bob was with KDK TV almost 35 years,
right.
And part of what I think one of the two greatest weather promos for any station in town was him doing Fix the Weather, Kuzma, which came on the heels of the success of the Godfather movies.
Right.
And so I don't know if anyone has that video, but
has
it was so iconic that if you were around then, you would remember Fix the Weather, Kuzma.
Has to be out there.
And so that aired for a while. But I got to work with Bob, and he had this wonderful sense of humor. That New England, kind of that sardonic wit, you know, real dry and real funny.
Right.
And a lot of people didn't see his sense of humor while he was doing what he was doing with the weather. But he knew his business, but he also had this great way of looking at the world and would share that with us.
KDK Morning Man Larry Richard joining us here in the afternoon, talking about his friend Bob Kuzma, passed away at the age of 81 today. What was it about him as a meteorologist that people related to? Because I think that sometimes you just look at that and you say, you know, that's somebody I would like to talk to across the fence. That's somebody I'd like to sit down and have a burger with. That's somebody I want to go to a cookout with or a barbecue. Why was he able to appeal to so many people, even though he wasn't from here? Does that make sense?
Yeah, he really connected, because I think the audience here you know, kind of accepted the fact, okay, he's not from here. You know, like Joe DiNardo was from here,
yeah.
And he and Joe battled over the years. And with Bob, he had that way of not overdoing it. There's a tendency to overdo and sensationalize the weather. I don't know if you noticed that over the years.
I saw that once or twice.
And Bob would have kind of a wink to the audience, like, I got you.
Yeah.
You know, and we used to joke when he'd do his forecast in the wintertime, he would say, all right, let's take a look at the AccuWeather forecast. We're going to get 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 inches of fresh snow in Katy Country. And we're like, Bob, what is it? He said, I got it covered.
See, the thing is, Larry, I laughed so hard because I said exactly that on the air earlier in the show, that's my memory of Kuzma. It could be 2, it could be 10, and it could be somewhere in between. And depending on where you lived, he was probably right. And that's the thing that was beautiful about him, too, is the accuracy was there, that it's a hard place to forecast.
Yeah, and he took it seriously because, you know, he was actually, at one point early in his career when John Kennedy was president, he was one of the meteorologists for the Air Force that did the forecast for Air Force One.
Yeah.
People might not know that, and I know the family has asked any donations go to the Vietnam Veterans Association. So he has a soft spot, served our country, and served our city. And Pittsburgh is so small, Rick. The guy that is the curator and owner of Engine House, I think it's 23, it's in Lawrenceville. It's actually 25. Thank you. Engine House 25 is Dwayne Reeder, and he's the curator of the Roberto Clemente Museum.
Right, right.
And I went down there many times, and I love that place. And he goes, you know, I'm married to one of Bob Kuzma's daughters. I went, what?
No kidding.
So we had this bond. Because I really appreciated the way, you know, Bob treated me as the young guy coming up.
Right.
Never acted like a big shot. And I think that's another reason Pittsburgh loved him, because he never acted like a big shot.
Right.
And, you know, in the heyday of TV, he was kind of a big shot. And so Dwayne called me this morning to let me know of his passing. And I really appreciated him doing that. And the family, obviously, and his wife, Charlene. Another thing you need to know about Bob is, you know, over the years, they took in children and helped, you know, foster
right.
children. And what could be more important? And it takes a special kind of person to do that kind of thing. So quietly, he did that with his wife and, you know, raised his family here and stayed here and kept driving the bus.
Yeah, no. And the thing is, he took his job seriously, but not himself. And I think that we can all learn from that, right?
Yeah, and I did. And that's kind of what I took as my mantra when I did the weather. It's like, don't take yourself too seriously, kid.
Right.
You know, do the homework, do the job, but, you know, don't act like a big shot or a know-it-all.
Yeah, good stuff. Larry, thanks for telling us more about your friend. We appreciate it. And sorry for your loss, too, because I know when those people that have influenced us are not around anymore, we miss them a lot more.
Yeah, it's sad. It's kind of shocking. Didn't know it was coming. You know, for a lot of people, he'll bring back some memories, some good ones, and to his family and many fans, my thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, and so we're looking for that video. We want to see that Godfather video that Kuzma did from the
fix
promo.
We got the weather, Kuzma.
We got to find it. Larry, thanks for coming on, and can't wait to hear
all
you
right,
tomorrow
well,
morning. Yep, Larry Richard.
You got it, partner. Thanks.
Morning man here on KDKA, and a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.